to Christian Education Today. I'm Pastor Calvin Lindstrom. We are looking at the important subject of God's law and the Christian. Last week, we looked at the Westminster Confession of Faith and a very important section that it contains. And in that, we noted that God's law is a rule of life, that God's law is a blessing, a rule of life and a blessing. And here we give attention to 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, or is God breathed, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. I think this is a very important passage as it relates to God's law or scripture in general. When we have the word law from the Old Testament, Torah, the tendency is to think of it as do this, don't do that. That is one aspect of law. It commands, do this. It warns, do not do that. But Torah, has a broader idea of instruction. And the entire record of Scripture is very clear. No one through his own law-keeping could earn salvation, because we could never match the standard of perfection that God has established in his word. A very common idea, unfortunately, today is God grades on the curve. As long as you've done better than others, you should be okay. But on the day of judgment, there is no grading by the curve. The only standard is perfection, which is why we must be covered in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. So Scripture is very clear as it relates to the doctrine of justification, how a sinner is made righteous before a holy God. But 2 Timothy 3:16-17 is a very important reminder of why we need God's word. It is useful, it is profitable for doctrine. We need the teaching of God's word. It is important for reproof. Some of the words that Paul uses in this passage are not common words. The word reproof can come from the context of like a trial setting where you're giving proof of something. It's a word used only one time in the New Testament. The word correction, also only used one time in the New Testament. We can understand them. Scripture teaches us. It proves to us what is right and wrong. It gives us direction for what we need to do, the changes that we need to make. Correction is a good translation there. It gives instruction in righteousness. The word instruction is the word that can be used for the teaching of children. Paideia, pedagogy, is a word that comes out of this. Instruction. We need to be instructed in righteousness, that the man of God then may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So why do we need God's law? Because often we are negligent. We are distracted, discouraged. So many other things can fill our attention. We need the encouragement that God's word gives us, encouragement in terms of prayer, our duty, our response to the truth. When you read Scripture, and I'm not trying to say one portion of Scripture is more needed than another, but just reading the New Testament epistles. These were letters written often to believers, very young in faith. In some cases, they had not been Christians very long. They're coming out of pagan backgrounds, and it strikes you just how rich the instruction is. And it's amazing. Scripture is amazing. Every part of it, because it is the God-breathed word, and we need to hold on to the gospel, our hope in the Lord Jesus Christ alone, God's sovereign, gracious work of salvation, but we need frequently to be reminded of our duty. We need the instruction, the correction, the doctrine of Scripture so that we are complete, that we are ready to serve our great God. May the Lord bless you and your family as you consider these things. We'll see you next week at about this time, Lord willing. May God bless.